I would agree there is a commonality to experience, but it's not the outside world. It is awareness that we share, not the outside world. But because the mind has no knowledge of awareness, it can't see it, it can't know it, the mind, and I'm caricaturing the mind here, the mind says, as it were, yes, that there is a continuity to my experience. What can this continuity be a result of? So it looks around for something to explain the apparent continuity of experience. And the only place the mind can look is to objects. Well, the mind is obviously not continuous. The body is, in the mind's view, fairly continuous. And the world is obviously the continuous element as far as the mind is concerned. So the mind conceives of this permanent world, permanent time and space. But it's only because the mind cannot know or cannot see awareness. In fact, the world is not shared in our experience. Everyone's experience of the world is private.
But there's a commonality.
So what is common in our experience of the world? It is awareness.
Yeah, we all have awareness.
It's the only thing we share, but because the mind cannot see awareness, it overlooks the presence of awareness, and it attributes the apparent commonality or continuity to the world. So it's just because the mind knows nothing of awareness, what is truly shared, what is truly continuous in our experience, is not a world or a body or a mind, it's awareness.
No, I agree with that. Awareness is sort of the ultimate common denominator among us all. But what I was getting at is that in addition to that commonality, there seems to be a sort of an agreed upon so-called objective reality. We don't all completely fabricate a different world. If we did, it wouldn't be possible for us to function or in as human beings or as a society or anything. There seems to be an objective structure that is agreed upon, unless we're psychotic or hallucinatory or something. And,
okay. So consider this, Rick. Imagine you have a dream. And you invite 12 people for dinner. They all sit around the table. And in the middle of the table, there is a vase of flowers. Each person that you've invited for dinner describes the vase of flowers. The descriptions are all slightly different because they're all looking from a different point of view.
In a dream. But this is in a dream.
In a dream. But everyone's description is similar enough to make everyone in the dream feel that they're perceiving the same vase of flowers. Now, you wake up. What is it that accounts for the similarity of everyone's description?
Your own dream.
Yes, because it was only one mind that was having the dream, yes? Now, what about if exactly the same thing is true in the waking state? 12 people are sitting around a table, or in this case, 500 people in a room. Everyone describes not an identical but a similar picture, and this is enough to convince everyone that there is a real, independently existing outside world, which each of them is getting a slightly different view of. Could it not be that what is common, what gives everyone the sense that there is a commonality to their experience, is because just like the dream, there is one thing in common. Each of the 12 people staying for dinner, they're all born out of the same mind. What about if these 500 views of Rupert sitting on the stage are all born out of the same consciousness, all born out of the same awareness? And it's precisely because they come from and therefore express the same awareness that there is a commonality of view. When the mind then tries to account for that commonality, because it can't see awareness, it attributes permanence, commonality, to the object. But it's a misplaced, it's projecting the only true, the reality of our experience. It's projecting it onto an object only because the mind cannot see the true reality of our experience, which is awareness.
So you're saying that not only is awareness kind of a common substratum for us all, but that that on a, in a more manifest way, there's a sort of a universal mind which gives rise to an agreed upon environment. And I'm not suggesting the environment is non-changing. Of course, obviously, it's always changing. But it, but there's a sort of an agreed upon structure to it. You know, we all see the red light and we stop our cars. You know, it doesn't, it's not subject to interpretation unless there's something wrong with our perceptual apparatus.
But you know, you're having a dream, everyone arrives at the traffic light, everyone in the dream stops at the red light. That doesn't tell us anything about the nature of the mind in which the dream is taking place. Mm-hmm. So if we look to objective phenomena to try and ascertain something about awareness, we're never going to find out about awareness. There's only one place to find out about awareness, and that is in awareness itself.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that, though. I'm not suggesting that we look to objective phenomena to find out about awareness. I'm just saying that the universality extends beyond the unmanifest. It seems that there's a universality to the relative itself, which enables us all to live in an agreed upon apparent reality that doesn't fluctuate according to the vagaries of individuality.
At a relative level, that's certainly true.
I find that interesting.
Yes.